Dear friends, we do have a sense inside of us that we have a yearning to be home. That sense is heightened, especially around Christmas. Home, a place that we feel that we can relax and be ourselves. What do you do at home? You kick up and you put your shoes on the couch and no one points their finger at you. It's okay. As I was thinking about this idea of coming home, there's one movie that captures this longing of being home more than any other, and you can tell what it is. It's right behind you up on the screen. The Wizard of Oz. How many of you have seen The Wizard of Oz? I hope all of you have raised your hands. It'll help you through my devotions tonight. Dear friends, Dorothy is hit by that tornado from her safe and very secure home. Down in Kansas, nothing wrong is going to happen in Kansas. Nothing could absolutely happen that's terrible in Kansas. That window frame hits her and she's knocked out and the house goes up into the sky. And what goes by the window? A cow, a chicken coop. What else is out there? I think a cat and two men rowing on a boat. But Miss Gulch goes by. Some of you nod your head. You remember Miss Gulch. She's the really mean person that wants to take away Toto from Dorothy. The house lands in a foreign and distant land, a place called Oz, and it feels like she is completely all alone, not safe and secure at all. She's scared, Dorothy. She doesn't know what to do, and she would love to go home. There's that deep and sense longing to go home. If she can just tap her ruby red slippers and say the words, what are the words? You've seen it before. There's no place like home. Dear friends, we have the same desire to have a home, a place where we can feel safe and secure. Maybe you're thinking about the childhood home today and the traditions that you had. Maybe you're home right now in your childhood home with loved ones, going through traditions and feeling like you're right at home. Our first text this evening, Isaiah, and I'm going to thread our readings tonight into kind of a narrative. Our first reading tonight from Isaiah 9 is about a people that had a longing and desire to be home. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2 says, "These people are sitting in darkness. They don't know what's going to come. They can't just relax and just be themselves, kick up their heels and be at home and be at ease. So they cry out those words and Handel's Messiah that we all know. We want a wonderful counselor, a Prince of Peace, an everlasting Father, a mighty God that can take us home." 2,700 years ago, they would have loved ruby red slippers that they could just tap and say, "There's no place like home." We're the same tonight. Christmas, more than any other night, is the yearning for us to have a home.